Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop.
Sunday.
Treat, man. It's your host, PJ the Perfect Gentleman. Got my two co-hosts with me, Tony MFD.
Please say the motherfucker.
All right, and I got Mr. Fly Jock himself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nigga ain't been fly lately.
And we also have a special guest today. I ain't gonna let Tony.
Yeah. Who that is?
I'm gonna introduce.
Introduce our special guest. Why they special?
About real estate, Anita Couture. Well, real estate. What we got? Real estate. We got
taxes.
This is the tax lady.
CMOS guru.
Taxes and CMOS right here, right?
Yes,
which is
sir.
That's what we bringing to y'all today. This CMOS, and we also gonna dig into this. What we call it? Does this generation give up too easy? All right. So, with no further ado, how are we making it? Miss Anita Couture, ladies and gentlemen.
Miss Anita Couture.
Thank you. What's up, boys? What's up, PJ? Tony, Jop. How you doing?
Yes. Good.
Oh, man, I'm good right over here, Miss Couture.
Miss Couture.
It's
so nice to finally meet you. You know, we seen your
comments.
Stuff.
Right.
Yes. If y'all ain't know the person who be coming for me the most in the comments.
Throwing the shade room.
Yeah, finally. It is her. Miss Couture.
Now they finally meet.
Yeah. You know, I got to watch my tone because she like.
Yeah, she live right now.
Yeah, she.
Oh, that bottle of CMOS.
Right.
Might come cross.
Right. She wanted to slap me because I thought she was Janet Jackson from the Control video when she first came in.
Oh,
and
wow.
Control!
Wow. I love go. Janet, but wow.
It's
extreme.
All right, so listen, we got a scenario that came across the internet, right?
Why the hell I came from?
We got a scenario that came from the internet, of course, and it just had me, you know, ask a simple question because, and I don't even think that, yes, Tony, it's relationship related, but I don't think that, I think that it goes, you know, further than that. I think it really does go further than that, especially when we see all these, you know, not hiring signs and everything else up, you know, everywhere throughout the city. I'm pretty sure everybody is witnessing this or whatever in this time, right? Okay, cool. So the question that really stands is, does this generation give up too easy? You see what I mean? And it comes from the, I'm going to go ahead and say this piece or whatever, and then we'll pause and we'll go ahead and allow, we'll take the CMOS. Let's go. Let's jump right into it. All right. This is what it read, right? It says, my uncle been married for 20 years, and I asked him, how did he stay married that long? He said, you see that Chevy outside? I said, yeah. He said, I got that car in 1978, and it still drives brand new. Keyword, brand new, right? He said, when I first got it, it needed everything but an engine. Now it drives the way I want it to. That ain't got nothing to do with what I asked, Unc. He laughed. He said, you just don't give up on something that you're building with. You work it out. You accept the flaws and all. In today's generation, y'all just give up on one another too easy. That's
interesting.
Yeah,
In the words of the great Mariah Carey. Wait a minute, this is too deep. Too deep. Listen. Nigga, you talk about a cop in a relationship.
Well, comparing a car to a relationship.
A car can't talk back.
A car can, you can say, fuck this shit, I'm gonna put you right here.
Look, a car, you ain't gotta tell a car to sleep outside.
The car didn't know about social media either.
Damn, you said the car can't talk back?
Yeah, the car can't talk back. The car don't got opinions. The car only gonna get what you give for him or her.
Wait a minute, are we talking about a female or the car?
No, I'm talking about a car.
Oh, okay, we're still on the car. Okay.
No, because females talk back.
Yes, we do.
They don't take what you give them.
Depends.
They take it, but they won't mow.
But the car just sit there and keep quiet.
Not necessarily true, because when the
and
car
the female
needs oil,
gotta sleep in the house and the car can sleep outside.
He said that
I can get out, close the door, and that's the end of the conversation with the car.
He said when he got the car, it needed everything.
That's
but an engine.
Okay.
So but a soul.
Oh, that's the way you took
it. I'm just trying to make it, you
that's
know
the way
saying?
You
take
it. Make it make sense, G-Dawg. Make it make sense.
It needed everything but a soul. So,
but when you say it that way, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So, So, do y'all think that today's generation actually do give up too easy? If so, if not, why?
Well, it all depends on what you talking about give up on. If you're talking about giving up on
work.
We can get
into the workforce.
Yeah.
We can go into the workforce about it.
I mean, personally, with the way things going as far as the workforce go, I mean, I ain't mad at people. Like, I be hearing, I ran across a couple of managers because I still work, you know. I still got my job, go in every day faithfully. But, you know, I go eat at the restaurants, like Popeyes or some shit. You can only go through drive-thru because they ain't got enough employees there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The service, both the drive-thru and the inside. So the manager was like, yeah, man, you know, don't nobody want to work. Now I say, why would you come back to work if I'm making, if all y'all only going to pay me $200 in 2 weeks, but I can sit my ass at home and make $600 not doing a goddamn thing. Why would I come back to work?
Hey, we got a call.
Damn, we got a call this early?
This early?
Yeah.
We ain't even asked y'all to call in. The fuck?
Call on
the
in.
The fuck?
Hey, welcome to the school. You on the air.
They butt down, though.
Hold on. I got wait a minute.
Pocket down.
We're just calling to see if you want to purchase an extended warranty.
Please stand by.
Hey, it's Vicky.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How y'all doing today?
We already know who this is. We already know who this is.
One time. Hey.
Okay.
And she read the state.
I feel like, you know, being that I do hair, so you hear so many stories and some of these, like, when people be venting to me, like, it be so hard to tell them to keep going. Like, I want to die. Like, because it be, like, the people be going through stuff. And it be stuff that you don't even ask for. You get what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
your child cussing people out or your child having sex like crazy. Like, doing different stuff. Like, even as a parent, it could be giving up in so many different ways, but it's like we have to just strive and keep going. But it do be like it don't be plenty of times I be feeling like I want to give up, like parenthood, work life, everything. I just push myself, but I always be want to give up. It be hard. It's really hard.
So is that
like
that
especially mentally doing it by yourself all the time? It's really hard. But then you hear other people's stories, and it's like okay, maybe it ain't that bad being single. Maybe it ain't. My friend told me. Her husband woke up in the middle of the night. She didn't even know he was snorting powder, and he bust her across the head. She had to put him in jail, and she's still with her husband. So it's like, it's deep. Life is hard. Life is hard. That's why people
kept that little story right there.
What
that nigga was dreaming.
What she doing is she's just expressing the fact that, you know, like, we feel like she's saying people giving up too easy, but at the end of the day, she's just saying, like,
no, fuck
nah,
that.
Bro, she you give
real.
Up on
that's
that.
What
yeah.
saying.
You supposed to give up
real.
On that.
Yeah.
You give the fuck up. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
What nigga, what nigga done woke up, had a nightmare, sniffed the booger sugar,
head.
And bust across
in
the head.
In her sleep.
and her sleep.
And I also feel like the ones that keep like striving, like the ones that you like, how y'all say you get back up, you do it. Like we have to stay in prayer or whatever people do for other people, like meditate. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody got their own spirituality, but we have to keep the other people uplifted because there's a lot of broken people out here. Like I hear so much, like and it make me feel selfish to even think I even have a problem when I hear other people's stories. So it's deep out here.
I mean, you should your problem is still your problem. Don't make yourself think that your problem ain't as big because somebody else
people be going through worse.
Yours because
everybody got problems.
When people tell me that line, oh, you think you're going through something, somebody else out there going through something much worse. Well, that's them and it's me. I'm worried about me. I ain't worried about them. Shit, that's the way I look at it. Like you not.
I think that's why I'm struggling at right now, y'all. To be honest, I think that's why I'm struggling at. Well, I have to pull myself and be like, okay, I got to worry about me. And I think that's where I struggle at. Like, I don't never worry about me. And that's like, I feel like that's where I'm damaged at. I'm never worried about me. I'm always worried about the next person. As if I get a kick out of helping other people. As if my drive come from being that help for other people. But when everybody gone and I'm by myself, then it's there go.
Sounds like you may be an empath. You draw that type of energy towards you, and plus you're a hairdresser, so you get all different types of energy all the time. So it is going to be hard. You have to be able to block their energy from yours. You got to protect your peace as well. I can dig that.
Camera just moving all over the place. Okay, Cam.
So just sharing my opinion. I wanted to call in. Too much tech.
All right. You know we already.
All right, I'm tuned in, y'all.
We always appreciate your call, Golden. You make us feel like some celebrities.
For real.
Oh, I got to tell y'all something too. How about I did somebody here from the show? Thank y'all. They tapped in from seeing me comment and stuff. So how about when she came and got her hair done? I asked her, did she know any of y'all? She said no. She just kind of seen it and tapped in and been following.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about. You see what I'm saying? Awesome. We appreciate that. Hey, straight up, keep up with us, man.
We gonna hang on with us, man. We going somewhere.
Sunday to school.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
All right, y'all.
All right, Goldie.
And then I want to definitely at this time give a shout out to Sierra. You know what I mean? I want to give a shout out to Sierra on her B-Day.
Yes.
Happy belated at this point. You know what I'm saying? But I think Tony D, didn't you turn? Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to give a shout out to Sierra on our B-Day.
Yeah, happy birthday, like
happy
Sierra.
Happy birthday to you. Definitely been one of our day ones.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you.
I had to grab the mic. You know what I'm saying?
Go, DJ. No, yeah. I said I probably wasn't long, but I had to, you know.
He was long enough to see me with my shirt off, whooping a nigga ass on some spades.
Yeah, too, so I can't go to my other shindig. I got to stop by her shindig first.
I did want
to. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, y'all. Flag said, yes, I think this generation don't give up. I think they want their first try in anything to be it. They try and want behind it, but no effort of hard work to put place behind it. Man, how much hard work you gotta put? Like, I mean, we can only do so much. I feel like today's generation is not the same as back in the day. It's not the same as that old classic car.
Now, I got a question. Whenever y'all talking about the generation, y'all talking about the younger generation or
our generation?
I'm about to say, you can say any generation.
At this point, it's the younger generation, but our generation is still living in here, so we're still...
Because our generation, I think our generation, as we got older, we got wiser.
Absolutely. Because I can't relate to this generation.
Because this generation fucked up.
Some, not all, but yeah.
I'm sorry to say it. But if my mama watching... sorry, mama. Pray
y'all
for
like
me.
The reruns of the 80s.
Yeah, like I just, matter of fact, Friday night, I just witnessed something, bro. It was so fucked up. I went to the Walmart on John Young and Columbia.
It's the Walmart over there.
That's the hood grocery store, know what I'm saying?
Putting in the chat.
So as I'm walking out, I can hear something dragging up under a car. Bro, how about somebody done took the girl car
and the back door came open, and the car seat is under the like in front of the passenger tire, and what? It's dragging, and there's people screaming, "Hey, hey, hey, bro!" It was a baby in the car seat, and I'm like, at first, I'm in shock, like.
We all in shock, nigga.
How the fuck that shit even happened?
I'm like, hold up. Yeah, so the girl running from the gas station across the lot, she like, my baby. Right. And this nigga just jump out the car running.
What the?
Bro. Jesus.
Damn, that's crazy.
What's up, Carla?
Hello.
You on that? Hey, what's happening? Sunday to school.
What's up, this Trish?
Man. I about to say, it sound like it's three people talking right now on that phone.
Don't do that. That's my, that is me and my alter ego.
No, I thought it was you and them. I thought it was you and them. Never mind. Shut up, Tony.
Oh yeah, it's them too. It's
yeah,
four of them,
yeah, but... yeah. What's up, twins?
What's up, Trish? What happening with you?
Nothing much. Okay, I tuned in kind of late. So what we talking about giving up on again?
That's this generation.
Just giving up on anything, yeah, like, whether it's relationships, working, a car that you just tired of fixing because the bitch keep overheating.
Shut up.
But you're all about that car that ES in 78, though. So,
people say that about me. They say I give up too easy, but I don't think it's that. I just think I'm just tired of dealing with shit, and I'm just to a point where it is what it is.
Right.
I could genuinely care, and I would still just be like, okay.
I like that.
You know, when it comes to things, I would just be like, okay, I can love you to death, and if you say it's done, I'd be like, okay. Like, see, I wouldn't even fight for it.
See, that's why.
Because what am I going to do? I can't change nobody.
Listen.
You can't change nothing. You can't change nobody. I just stop stressing about things I can't control. That's what I stop.
Trash. Flag says he knows that voice. That's that baby on the phone. You that baby, Trish.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Trish. You know we share the same. You know, I'm going to tell y'all something so funny. Me and Trish share the same birthday. That's my birthday twin right there. Or whatever, and her exact words is exactly how I feel. Like
if point of view.
If you muscle up the energy to tell me that you're done or whatever, I ain't got enough energy to keep
fighting
and trying to make.
Yeah, like what are you going to do about it? You can't change nobody's mind.
Right,
they have their mind made up. Why am I going to stress about something I can't control? I can't change your mind. I can't change your point of view.
I said that a long time.
My car break down. If I ain't got the money, it is what it is. I'm going to have to wait till I get the money to fix it.
Right.
Why am I going to stress about it? I'm going to put an Uber app on my phone and keep it moving. Like, or that's it is what it is.
Right.
Once I stop stressing about things I can't control, my life has been a lot better.
Absolutely.
And stop stressing about other people's problems.
I agree.
Right.
It'll help you, trust me. Like, it's not that you're giving up, it's that what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
And right.
You can't, if you can't change it, what are you going to do about it? That's if that person love you, they'll come back.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is.
Man, fuck that. Don't come back.
Don't burn your ass.
Because I'm gone.
I love this. Like,
peace.
I'm gone.
For real. Well, Sierra says.
Yeah. I just had to sum it up real quick.
Sierra says, as for me, I have reached my breaking point on things of the heart. But my goals and careers, I work hard and make them happen. But with love and trying and putting up with things that ain't even called for and they ain't adjusting, they're not adjusting, I am good. Basically, she's saying, if you can't get right, get gone.
Damn.
Yeah, come correct the first time. It is what it is. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not trying to make things work.
Man, listen. Get
gone. I'm all for trying to make things work in a relationship, but if you're going to keep doing the same shit over and over, it is what it is. Like, right. I'm not going to stick around for it. I'm telling you that right now.
Because, remember back in the day,
I just want to ask this question.
Go ahead.
If you, let's just say you chase a situation like since 78, you try and change that situation, you can invest your time in that bit for 3 goddamn years, and then when you finally say, no, I'm good, they still going to be like, oh, you giving up. At what point, like, how long is it to the point where you're not even giving up? The rest of the world can see that, goddamn.
I'm tired of it.
No, you're not giving up. You're just not sticking around for them to keep playing with you. That's what it is.
Right.
Like, bro, like, bruh, like
time out.
Okay.
Hey, Squid Game.
Yeah, Squid Game.
Oh. Oh, you watch the Squid Game?
Oh, yeah, I watched it today.
You still ain't watch my show, though, huh?
You got a show?
He told me about the show.
I told him to watch.
I was on Squid Game before.
What's the show called?
Brick Six, something.
No, I forgot the name. Clickbait.
I watched Clickbait.
I told y'all.
Yeah, it's totally off subject here.
Thank you, Trish. That's why
y'all were talking about Squid Games and shit. You know, way to get us back on topic, Trish.
But what I was gonna say was, it's just a simple fact. Just from kind of summing up, kind of what Jock said about the new generation and stuff like that. Is it to the point where they feel like Trish, like they just sick and tired of being sick? Are they fed up at this point? Like, we've seen the same shit in our society over and over again on a rerun year after fucking year. And is it that, and not to that baby shit, that was some insanity shit. That was some sick shit.
That was some white people shit.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, what I'm saying is that.
Yeah, the girl was at the gas station. Yeah, he jumped in the driver's seat. The door was open on the passenger side. The baby fell out. The car seat. Like, he literally dragging the car seat like this. Yeah, and the people running across the parking lot. Man, that was so sad.
Wow.
And that girl grabbed her baby crying. I'm like, oh, Lord, bro. Like, how could you do that, bro?
So my thing is this generation giving up or are they going through it?
This generation... And
this generation crazy
here,
as hell.
That's a great way to look at it.
But
what happened now, Trish?
This generation crazy as hell.
They're not crazy.
They different.
This generation crazy. I think, like me personally,
to be crazy.
No, I think this generation is moving off entitlement. Entitlement meaning they didn't have it as bad as me, you, like everybody on this panel probably had it. And I know for a fact because I know people that, you know, they move off entitlement and they feel like I'm entitled to this stuff and they don't have the desire to work for it. Absolutely. But at the same time, though, they can look at somebody like me who has been working and been in situations where they be like, dang, Tony, you've been there for 17 years, but I haven't progressed. I hit like a plateau, like, and they don't want that for themselves. These are things that were told to me.
But I still feel like
entitlement is what they move off of. Because if you never had to struggle for nothing, you ain't never gonna appreciate it. But if you struggled, like, you know, John coming from where we came from, PJ, where we came from, where you know, like when we say we from the hood, like, we from the hood. We the shit that me people talk about. Mercer Drive, Ivy Lane, Palmo.
All you gotta say is Tigers and Trojans.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Those are places where you actually can.
All you gotta say is Tigers and Trojans.
It is crazy, though, because by us growing up in the hood, to be honest, you don't want your kids in that same environment.
Absolutely.
But this generation dying for the, like, they really want to be in the hood so bad.
Yeah, I mean, they want to be a part of the game.
They want to be a part.
I think that's where we have to face the music. That's where the music comes
from.
We really not being real.
But
on
see,
that.
You no. But you got to also, you can't hide your past from your kids.
No.
My daughter, she knows exactly where I grew up at. When I ride through Abilene.
We still have family that lives in the hood.
I gotta go. I'm
gonna
go to the stuff.
All right, Trish.
Shout out to Trish Braids.
Tell the twins we said hey.
In the building.
Hey, boo.
Tell the twins we said hey.
Yeah.
Safoni said her kid's scared. Kids are scared. I can understand that. It's a lot. It's a lot of different children, a lot of different things. Flag says, I think we all give reasons and excuses for the path we choose to walk in life. I have kids. If I fold in life and give reasons to my matters or situations, who am I to them in life? I feel we must learn to carry on. It's just certain people get bothered by wanting more, by watching others and trying to relate to where they want to be and don't work for them, so they quit. Other people's success will motivate others and some to be followers, then staying on track of what they journey and life carry for them. We be blind for watching something. I work hard for something that looks so easy. But I struggle to make it look sweet. Oh, that's That's deep. That's deep. So basically, you know, if I see you with it, I want it, but I don't want to work hard for it. I just want it. So let me go jack you. Basically, is that what he's saying? Is that what you're saying,
yeah.
Flag?
Yeah.
I think it was pretty long. It was a story.
I think we're having technical difficulties.
Yeah,
on the internet.
Yeah, I think
it don't look
now. It said live video interrupted.
Yeah, see.
It did?
Yeah, we're back on.
It's back on.
Okay, we're back on. Let's go. Come on.
Because they had froze, like, and it was a good little
now it
froze.
Said it has sure ended.
Did. It sure did.
Oh, now it ended.
Yeah. Why they do us like that?
Because it's back on green again.
Yeah, it's green.
Man, why they do us like that?
It been did that because it was flashing.
Dude, why they do us like that?
We're back. Like, technical difficulties. And
don't do us like that, Spectrum.
Don't be doing us like that.
You know what I'm saying?
We just had all these people on live, bro.
Man, we were lit. Like, what just happened? It says was live. We're not even live again.
Yeah.
It is live. All right, we back.
Shoot.
My bad, y'all. It was Spectrum.
We're going to pick up.
See, that's what happened when we have management actually on the show. They ain't in the background pulling the strings, making sure everything running up to par.
Who's management?
I am the management. That's what we keep.
See, that's what I'm trying to say. Management is in the show. He ain't pressing the buttons and laughing and doing all this other stuff. He's actually in the show.
Y'all.
No, I'm just playing.
We definitely agree.
Hey, I think we're gonna have to run through Flag.
I can't reread.
Flag, you made a good novel, bro.
I can't reread that. In so many words, Flag said, "You see what I have," but not knowing that I literally had to work to get to where I am now. So it's not easy.
All of us had to work to get to it.
You know, it's not easy.
But see, and even with that, you know, these youngsters, they don't. I mean, all the thugs that I used to run with, back in the days, you know, they all had the code. When they were doing other stuff, but I ran with them when we was in the clubs and shit.
Oh, okay. So you were a selective gangster.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gangster when I need to be.
I know, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Turn it on and off.
Yeah, right, man.
Absolutely. And that's what the difference is between us now and this new generation. They don't know how to turn it off.
You're right. But, you know, to piggyback off what Jock was saying with the baby and carjacking or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, when I was coming up, the guys who used to be into that life all the way in, doing things like that right there, they also had like a code. I don't really feel like they care anybody can get it.
They got no code.
See, back then, they used to tell me, Tony, you ain't never got nothing to worry about because a bitch see you, bitch know you going to work. Bitch know you only got work, man. So why the bitch come after you? They going after motherfuckers who doing the exact same thing that they doing. But now, because I work and I can get some of the things that they can get, like this right here, it took me 15, you know, however long it took me to get it. Now they're thinking that I got it too just because I look nice all the goddamn time. But I don't have a quarter in my goddamn pocket.
I can't speak for myself.
What? You don't have a quarter in my pocket? Oh, I don't. I got a couple dollars, though.
Okay.
That's your money, though,
never say you ain't got
pockets. He's going in the pocket.
Oh, shoot.
I got it. Give my dollars back.
That's his Chipotle money.
I got to pay the tolls, too.
Listen, I'm going to keep the guap.
No, I got me on a little thing.
Lorna. What it do, Lorna?
Reman on here.
Man, listen, we got to get Lorna up here because she's a nurse.
Reman in the building.
No, she was talking about me last time she was on here. Talking about my shoes and shit. They were jumping me, actually.
I think just today, these children, this generation, they have no control. They have no order. At least back in the day, you know, the gangsters, they had order. They had control. Like you said, they had a code.
Because ain't no real.
So they on that side shit pretty like much. That.
Right.
I blame the parents.
I do blame
because I blame the parents. Reason is because you remember when we was growing up, Miss Smith can say, "Hey, y'all take better stop ass, that before I
call your mama."
Now you say it to their kids. Who the fuck you talking to? Don't be talking about
call my mama. She come and beat you up.
Fuck you. See, kids ain't got no respect. See, when we were growing up, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But I wish mine would.
Man, ma'am.
I wish mine would.
Knock his teeth out his mouth.
I mean, nah, he ain't even do
it. Knock
man,
it.
You crazy. Knock you don't disrespect, it. No.
Put your head in the wall.
It's disrespectful. A kid. Oh,
no.
Bro,
no.
When you were growing up.
No.
What?
You crazy. I can't vouch for that.
So why? Let me find out. You soft.
Ain't that I'm soft.
You soft.
No, ain't that I'm soft.
These but kids are disrespectful. Man, fuck these kids. They disrespectful.
They might be disrespectful or whatever, but me as a parent, I need to handle that. Because one thing I know, two things for sure. Uh-huh. If my child disrespect you, you let me know. Or believe me, you will not be disappointed in the results.
And it won't happen again.
But if you do something to my goddamn child because they disrespect you, yeah, I got.
I grew up on that. I grew up on
so that. So basically, let you discipline your child. I agree. Yeah.
No
I
stranger agree. Ain't finna discipline my
Absolutely.
Child.
Absolutely.
Now, if anybody up in the hill, like if Jock see Taylor doing something out of pocket, let's say Jock at Walmart, and he see Taylor cussing out a goddamn lady, if he get her ass right, he my dog. I trust his judgment, so I ain't gonna say shit.
I ain't saying a strange now. A motherfucking strange
that's not what I'm saying.
But everybody that
when
knows.
All us was growing up, when all us growing up, we lived on this one neighborhood.
Right. Yes,
that one neighborhood know to respect every elder or every grown up on that block.
Yeah, that's right.
Because everybody know your mama. Hey, ain't you Susie's son? Right. Ain't you? Yes, ma'am. Now, all us riding the bike, you remember all us bad. And fuck this shit. What you just said, young man?
Nothing. Right.
Now, see, these jits to be like, man, now these jits like, man, fuck this shit. Hey, what you just said? You heard me, bitch. Don't be, man, fuck this shit. No,
but you know what? Nine times out of ten, if a child does that, that means they're doing that at home as well. Because that means they have no regards. Yeah, they have no one controlling them, no order whatsoever. Because
everybody, they motherfucking child.
It's like, how can you address some shit that has no structure at home?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? If home is hell, probably for half of these jits, home probably hell for half of them.
Man, yeah. Listen. Okay, if any jits out there listen to, any young person out there listen to you, the key word to his statement is home.
Home.
If you got a home and a place to stay, it's never hell. Ooh, because it's people that don't even got that. So like, stop it. Like, where? That's that. The piggyback off something that I'm about to contradict myself on.
My goodness.
When Safoni said, "If my problem is my problem,
boy."
That nigga on the hold. That nigga don't learn how to write an email over this motherfucker.
Go ahead, Tony. Before I read this story.
Yeah, man. But you know. If you got a home, man, that's the thing you got to appreciate. Like,
yeah.
But at the same time, though, parents, I think parents now, I will tell you, if your child is caught up into the hype of, you know,
being gangster, being
not necessarily being gangster, but trying to be accepted. And I say that right there because that's what I think a lot of kids do. They try and be accepted. So if you can't afford the Jordans that Tommy Boy is going to school on, that's fine. Just tell your son, don't worry about that. Later on in life, that's when you'll get your success. Because that's the thing that my dad told me when I was younger. And I went from Dirty Tony to Tony motherfucking D. Y'all know my story. But
I like that.
That's deep.
But
see, I never called you Dirty Tony. I called you.
Yeah,
because
by the time you met me, I had on star. By the time you met me, I had on star buying my own clothes.
No,
so.
Dude, you had flip flops and socks on every day, 365.
Oh yeah, as long as I got on socks.
But they was
got my toes. Way my toes.
It was a lot
of
people. It was the style back in the day.
Way my toes.
It was the style back in the day. Flip flops and socks.
That's okay. It.
Now I got on Crocs.
Dropping like a spot.
With little charms on the Crocs.
That been old.
but like I say, man, like parents, do not ever for a minute think that your children are not hearing y'all when y'all tell them. But you just gotta stay consistent. Consistency is the key.
Absolutely.
And I'm really talking to all the single mothers out there raising young black men because I know y'all feel like, oh, he need a man here to raise him. No, he don't. He needs you to just stay on him.
Gentlemen, man, I got something for y'all.
He needs for you to just stay on him, letting him know that, hey, look, this ain't the route for you. And if he just way too far gone, eventually he's gonna come around and feel it. But at the end of the day, you like the only person that he feel like he has on his team next to his damn friends. But we all know friends no more than our parents.
Yeah.
Some parents feel as though as long as they pay the bills, they're parenting, and that's not it.
Nah, I
Hell nah.
That's really not it.
I mean, and another thing, if you are one of those parents that feel that way, understand that that's something you was gonna have to do whether you was a mama or not.
Right.
So absolutely. Like you don't really get that's any right. benefits.
You go always from have that. Bills.
You
absolutely.
Always
from you the time the motherfucker
you go always have bills.
From the time you get turn 18 years old, that's when your bills came. Like,
get to know your child.
And time with them kids. Spend time, right. You know absolutely. What I'm saying? Spend but time.
But like, that's something we gotta say to the new parents right, coming in too. Absolutely. That time yeah, spending yeah. is key from the time they come out.
Check this out, y'all got a couple. We got a couple flags things to read comment. So we can keep.
I moving. Can't see no
Lorna
comments.
Says, "I love you guys. So proud of you guys. Yes, I'm proud of you guys too. Thank you for allowing me to get on the show."
I see shit.
Flag says. Flag says, "Look, I think it's called mandatory moral and standard. Big words we should live by. I make my life a struggle to make good in other eyes to be sweet, but they don't understand. But I think we use excuses to measure our struggle, and sometimes we're the reason we lack our lazy lack of mindset. To realize I'm not going to make it, or they're trying to follow others' success, and it drains them. So my easy looking life motivates others to think it's simple, but I put it in effort and hard work, but so many years of working hard. And you see me happy and living life how I want is just watching my reward that I stain in me by moral and standard." My goodness, that was a novel.
Hey, I like that.
I like that. That's deep. It's long, but deep. Flag, you need to get on. Hop in the car and come on to this podcast because you have a lot to say. Flag, you are welcome.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? We got to bring them up from the side. We got to get MIA.
Lorna says she got beaten with two belts and a broom and a shoe, Lorna. I remember, me too, for saying bitch, and the neighbors heard snitch to my mama when she got home.
Yeah,
worst day of my life. I know better now. I done got the extension cord on my knees. I done got my ass whooped.
Listen, I think the worst whooping I ever got was when, now this is.
I don't think the whoopings was necessary like that.
It was necessary for me.
So, me and my cousin, we took two rings from, back in the days, it was called Woolworth. You remember Woolworth? Mm. Okay. That was them rings by the cashier that you could just turn. I took one, my cousin took one. So, my cousin snitched.
Damn.
Told on
he got scared. So, somebody asked me where I got the ring from. I found it outside.
Yeah.
That was
come
it.
On, man.
So that,
I found a lot of shit outside.
So, listen, that pressure was on my cousin. And I'll never forget. I think I was in Palm Grove then.
Niggas fold under pressure.
Well, my mama was on the phone. I know this nigga ain't stealing now. I know. And I'm now my heart about to jump out. Man, that's the worst feeling. No.
You about to
get that pressure.
Yeah, you start crying before he even hit
and
you.
And now my heartbeat. And so you know back in the days when you was a jit, right. You finna get a whooping. Yeah. First thing you want to do is go in the bathroom, act like you boo-booing got to pee.
Now, first thing I want to do is fall asleep.
Shit, listen. I put more
you
clothes on.
You already home.
Hey.
I fall asleep in the
I
car.
I put more clothes on.
Listen, mess around my
man,
home.
That was the worst whooping.
You ain't want to do nothing she associated with you. The bathroom.
Listen, go on and get in the tub. Listen,
my mama coming in, man. My mama will wait till you go take a shower, boy.
Listen.
She will wait till you add
that skin soft. Man, my mama told me.
The worst whooping is getting a whooping when you ain't really do it.
I ain't never had one of those with
me. My siblings used to blame things on me, and I used to get whooped.
I wasn't bad in school, but I was like,
check it out,
talkative.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's all. All right, let's keep moving. I had another little question to kind of add, and I didn't want to. I don't know. Right now, I'm actually pretty good with it. We can actually roll right into the riddle, in the joke of the day. Like, but I guess I'll go ahead and ask it real quick. Like, it was a guy on here, and I feel like I just want to get the scoop tape and all the comments and see what, you know, how y'all feel about this. It says, stop going on dates if you're not ready to have sex.
Oh, what? I see that.
Listen, it says, women expect
that.
Men to take them out on dates and
should.
And don't expect us to
and
want
should.
Sex.
See,
he
that's
said, I'm
no.
saying, he said, I'm
that's
saying, stop
dumb.
Going out on dates with men if you're not
that's
ready.
Tab.
Or you don't intend on having sex. I know.
What?
He said, I
this
know the free
so
meal
real.
And the feeling of looking good is fun, but no man likes to be misled, and what? We all want to be that is on, so stop
that nigga, that hurt.
Let Jock talk, because I'm in that, my feelings. Listen, right, Jock, that say, nigga, speak that your hurt. Piece. He hurt, for
okay,
real.
Yeah. Yeah.
That nigga,
that's old yeah. hurt-ass nigga.
Dirty-ass nigga.
Listen, that nigga ain't never had no girl in his
he
life.
He don't know what good pussy
he miserable. He oh girls turn him down all
right.
the time.
Talking about it. What
so,
the hell?
Damn it, bro. We can't
what tell
nigga
what the fuck you got to say, Tony?
Oh, so you said different.
So you
no, 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 no. No, 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 no. Hold the fuck on. I never say I agree with him. I don't agree with your fucking mentality.
What is my mentality?
You are the bitch and should.
I'm gonna tell you what.
He can take you out on a dinner. Yeah. But he's not. No, what I'm saying is you talking about and should. Like,
and should.
Like, for what? For what fucking
because
reason?
Because I got my own motherfucking money. So
okay,
if you
so
want my
so
time,
what? So
you gonna
give me the reason. Give me the reason why he should take you on a fucking date.
My nigga, don't be in my DMs.
He why should he take you on that? Why the fuck is he required
because
to take you on a date?
My goddamn self.
Okay, so you can take your goddamn self. Right?
Right.
Also, why should he? Like, I hate when women be
like
you should take me on a date. Like, bitch, you supposed to take me on a date.
No, motherfucker, if I like you, if I like you, I'm gonna cater to you.
You
if
ain't
I like
gotta
you,
fuck
I'm gonna
none
take you out.
You ain't gotta fuck a none
nigga,
of that shit on
God
your first date.
That
I completely agree
fuck.
With that.
That
but all this, oh, you should take me on
a
date for what? What the
fuck
did you do to make me?
Fuck that nigga.
And then she come back talking about something. Oh, he ain't had no good pussy
shit.
Before.
He
what the fuck good pussy got to do with any goddamn
right.
thing?
Shit.
Who fucked the donut?
Tony, he better fuck a donut.
Oh, y'all thought I fucked the donut. Oh, no, nigga. You got me fucked up, goddamn it. I ain't
fuck
never fucked no donut, no motherfucking sock. I jacked the normal way with my goddamn palm back in the day, goddammit. And no sock. I ain't making in no socks.
If a man takes you out,
no
it should be
pie.
To get to know you, to
thank
vibe
you.
With you, and understand. Don't
thank
automatically
you.
Think that I'm about to give you this. This
see,
not going to happen. That's
and
not
if that
how
nigga
work.
Think he
forgets that's how you think, nigga,
right after that TGI Fridays.
Yeah, man.
Like.
TGI Fridays.
Oh, nah. Hold up now. Now we going to hold up your room, Chris. We going to Friday.
Oh, you damn right we ain't going to fucking.
We going to Friday.
We ain't going to roof.
We ain't going no fucking
Friday.
Okay, roof. We can go to Hell House.
Maybe,
how about that?
Roof Chris
your Zinger Mountain Milk.
Roof.
Maybe I should have left that question.
That's the setup.
Rufus is not coming in to
because TGI Fridays is the happy hour drinks. You trying to get in drunk.
No.
You
ain't got to drink shit.
Drink
some lemonade.
You ain't
got to
drink.
Just because you're there.
I like
listen,
to go to TGI Fridays.
Me and my
Fridays.
Girlfriends will go to TGI Fridays.
Okay, so what? Hold on. Where the fuck you supposed to take you at?
Nigga, use your brain.
Where you supposed to take you at?
Okay, well,
me.
I did.
Since it ain't no liquor, I want to go to a place.
Nigga, we talking about eating.
How about
the fuck?
We ain't going to no place that
TGI Friday is
alcohol. We going to motherfucking Golden Corral then.
Yeah, motherfucking eat all you goddamn want. And you better take a doggy bag too, motherfucker.
And you better get some more sugar cookies.
Yeah.
And guess what?
And you better fix my plate when you go to the buffet too. Because
yeah.
I want to see if you're going to really cater to me.
Yeah. It sounds like if she don't shake, man, he going to take
some. Man, forget y'all.
Hey, Flat.
Hey.
For real, bro.
Bruh.
Listen.
Well, I just want to know where the first date, where's the...
What should a first date
yeah,
be at?
Because I think TGI Fridays is damn good.
I think, first
yeah,
of all, TGI Fridays to me is too loud.
Too loud?
Yes.
See, she won't root Chris.
Yeah,
she can't
yeah.
root Chris.
No,
right.
not
first
even.
First of all,
no,
TGI
that's
Fridays
not true.
Was good for back in the day.
That's not true.
That'd
be good for now.
That'd be good. Give me that sizzling chicken and shrimp, mashed potatoes.
Back in the day.
No, today.
Yeah, but like I might Uber Eats TGI Friday once I leave this bitch.
So I'm saying,
let me get that Cajun
what
shrimp
do,
pasta with
you
two breadsticks.
What do consider date? The first meal date.
I'm gonna say this with all due respect. Bitches love seafood on the beach.
I'm glad you know.
He said seafood on the beach?
You said seafood.
That's the thing.
Nah, see,
I ain't going after bitches. I'm going after women. So the women
New
go to the
Queens.
TGI Friday. The bitches can go to the beach and walk with the sand all in their asses and shit. Bring that shit back to your goddamn car.
Hey, I feel you right there.
No,
and
see,
then...
And then I got to go find a vacuum.
Yeah, then I got to go find a vacuum because this bitch won't shrimp. Okay. Where the shrimp at?
Okay. Tony, see, I think you guys are getting it twisted by thinking the first date requires spending money. It does not necessarily mean you have to spend money. Going on a ride, riding down the beach is you gonna fine. Call your going on an ice cream date. $5 getting to know each other. It's
no,
about
but he
getting
just, to hold on. Know
in the words,
man
hungry. In the words of the great hungry. In the words of great Drake.
No.
Hold on, John.
In
the words of the great Drake, I hear you talking, girl, but I just don't believe you. Like, you ain't finna tell me. If a bit.
Sierra said correct. Give me some simple. She says she
just man, everybody, all of them say that shit.
Until you get ass to simple
shit. No, I'm just saying though, like
until you get ass to simple shit.
His situation was like crazy.
Yeah,
he dumb as hell. He tried to fuck.
First of all, he's trying to make an overall statement for men.
He need to take his punk ass on Tinder.
So let me ask you something. Everybody up in here, I'm asking everybody up in here. Have you ever been out on a date and a man didn't spend not one quarter? And we ain't talking about the, you know, he paid for gas, so he had to spend money. You have been out on one date and he ain't spend not a goddamn thing on you. And y'all just walked to the park or
first date type shit?
First date, second date, I don't give a fuck what date it was. Have you ever been out somewhere and you felt really special or you felt really happy and you ain't spend not one dime? Can I hear that?
I have. Yeah. I've walked around Lake Eola Park with somebody that I liked and that made me feel special because the conversation we had, the in-depth conversation we had, made me feel worthy. Like I enjoy in-depth conversation.
How long were y'all?
Small things are fun to do.
Little things.
Small things are fun to do. But at that time, he just was hungry. Hey, do you want to go grab a bite to eat?
That's fine. We can go grab a bite.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, and he chose TGI Fridays.
But that's fine. That's not a date, though.
She
said you want to grab a bite.
Met somebody at the park. Well. Hey, shit, a bite to me sounds like Auntie Annie's. I mean, I'm just saying.
This nigga said Auntie Annie's.
Ain't that the pretzel spot?
At the mall.
Oh, so we finna go to the Florida Mall.
And all the stores.
What you mean, the mall? You got the
No,
outlet.
We're not going to no mall, because guess what? She seen his shirt.
I want to go in the Charlotte room.
Let me try on this blouse.
Oh, shit.
I like these.
Oh, that's what's up, because look,
that
what? Good. Oh, that's fine. No, look, I got something for you. Oh, I'm finna go to Charlotte. We go here. I'm finna walk over here to Foot Locker. I'm not following you in there.
Oh, you like these Air Max? Oh, yeah, I like them too.
Oh, yeah, them bitches only not at all. You should get them bitches.
I like them too. All right, it's time to go.
Hey, yeah.
And you get slick like what?
Fuck that. Don't tell me.
Shit, don't tell me what the fuck your ass like. Shit.
God damn it. I've been on. Never mind. Never mind.
Hey, y'all don't got me.
Talking about, man. That, hey, I like
shoot.
This stuff, man.
Yeah,
nah,
don't
not
do
me.
That. Oh, but the topic was, he's saying don't ask to go out to eat or don't come out to eat
just
if you're not willing to give up.
I definitely agree with that. Like, if I ask you out or whatever, I'm going out with strict intent to get to know you, not with expectation that, oh, yeah, you going to fuck me. That's why I'm going to spend within my means of the get to know me means.
All right, check it. This
shit just got real.
We gonna run right into. I feel you on that.
No! I was talking about you know.
Yeah.
Security.
See, Flag agrees with us. Simple: a giant pretzel and a walk around nice park.
Hey,
thank you.
Why I gotta be a giant pretzel? I wanna get her ass a little pretzel. Them giant pretzels cost too much, but you still spending money.
Jet like us, you still spending money. Say, you trying to get a drunk, but you trying to get a fool.
Yeah, you trying to get a fool.
Then
So then
I stayed over because
now I got the item.
Now she yawning and stretching.
Now I got to save you on the, never mind.
Now I gotta say you on the pretzel king or some shit. Fuck out of here, man.
He got the giant.
I mean, cause like it's so many other ways.
My favorite Flag pretzel bites with the jalapeno cheese.
Go get the
Who told you that? Coming to America. Man, my favorite thing to do is watch a goddamn movie. So
okay, so Tony,
I like watching
what
movies.
Is your favorite ideal version of a good date? Not even a first date.
A good date?
What do you consider a good date? Does it come with a nightcap or?
Nah. A good date for me, all right. She come pick me up.
Come pick him up.
with her gas tank on full.
With her gas tank on full. Don't come pick me up and say we gotta stop at the gas station because you want me to pump. No.
Because I'm gonna sit right in that bill.
I'm gonna sit right in that bill. I'm going in now. All right. Nah. Yeah, she come pick
and
me
not
up.
Gonna pump
you
your
done
gas.
You done lost Sierra. She already what?
Yeah, because I already took a shower.
Yeah, I done took a shower. I'm ready.
On my hands because soon as you shake my hand, I want you to wipe your nose. Be like, damn, that nigga smell good.
Okay, so Tony, we gotta pick
I'm
you
not
up.
Putting gas
yeah,
in
you
car.
Gotta come pick me up. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta remember, you asked me out. Yeah, so why the fuck I'm driving to come pick you up?
I'm asking you out.
Okay, so, you know, pump your brakes just in case y'all hating on me in the comments. She gotta come pick me up. And I expect some roses.
He expect roses.
Not really, but I feel like that was a good drive.
It sounded good.
We ain't really gotta.
Roses fuck roses. Bring me a bottle of liquor.
Yeah, because
then I'm not gonna be able to control you if I bring you a bottle of liquor.
No, because we just.
Well, you
sit.
Trying to get in my drawers anyway? You trying to get in my box or
because,
so?
You asking me on the date,
so I already know where your mind at with your little mannish ass.
You think I'm a thot?
You think I'm finna be just easy? Nope. And then
okay, bring you a bottle.
Take me to TGI Fridays.
You
okay.
Buy nobody
and I want a damn appetizer too.
Yeah.
Sierra
don't
said,
get straight to
Sierra
the meal.
Said you probably ain't never buy nobody no damn roses.
She probably right.
Oh, shit.
I done brought roses.
A rose is still a rose. Baby girl, you still a flower.
Roses die, my love.
Okay, so listen. TGI Fridays. Okay, so no nightcap. That's it, right?
No, TGI Fridays. Uh-huh. And then, you know, we can walk around the park. I prefer going to a movie. We could walk down City Walk. And
hell
then
nah, because I'm already full.
And then you can take me back home. And if you choose to try and get your way in there, it might work out for you.
Okay.
I love City Walk.
City Walk is about the only place
I do not mind walking.
Yeah, City Walk is cool. What is your ideal version of a good
date? Make sure she come pick you up, bro.
On a good date, make sure she like my dog say, pick me up.
I ain't got no car.
My license is suspended.
Yeah. I'm on probation. And
so
you got a warrant.
Is this what they mean by you got to fight for it? Is this what they mean by hanging
don't give
out?
Up? You remember?
Don't give up.
So don't give
that,
up.
So wait a minute. You telling me that this generation nowadays you got to pick niggas up?
Yeah, man. Come pick me up. Shit, bro. Listen, I know more niggas that got more fame. These niggas ain't got no license and none of these niggas winning. I got a car and all this other shit, but this nigga ain't got no car,
Sierra
no license.
Sierra says don't follow Tony and Cass.
All right.
Wrong
way, Jock.
I'm sorry.
All right, man. Fuck it.
So what's up?
Don't pick me up. We'll Uber to the spot.
Date?
I'm going to Uber to the spot.
Something small where, I mean, a perfect date to me, we have to have fun.
Absolutely.
Nothing bougie. Whenever you getting ready. Now, it depends on the occasion.
Right.
Put on your heels, but next date, make sure you keep on them Air Forces or them
right. We
Nikes.
Going to the gun range.
We for to go have fun. I want to laugh.
We going
to
bumper cars.
We going bowling. We going
to
do something.
I about to say that. Perfect day for me to take me bowling, bro. I'll be good.
I love bowling.
I swear. But do not take me bowling. Do not go bowling with me if you expect me to let you win.
I
ain't with that lady
I'm not gonna
win
lie.
Shit.
If,
I'm like,
we on a date and we bowling, it's straight fuck you. Because
like,
I got to win.
Like, for real. Like, I want you to beat me.
I'm serious.
Like, I
so
want
you a competitor. It's good.
And I'm gonna talk shit. And I know you gonna talk
and that's
shit.
That's a good time.
That's a good time.
You cannot get mad.
PJ the perfect gentleman. What is your idea version of a good date?
Oh, long walks on the beach with shrimp.
We'll see. You know, first
I like
I'm
to catch a crab
candle
with
candle
my
light.
Hand
listen,
and break it open over
listen,
the fire.
Listen, I just told y'all. I just gave y'all a good first date. I told y'all City Walk. Why? Because
you ain't.
A, you can walk. You can walk around. 2B, you got clubs. You got food spots. You got stuff there that you can actually.
Tony was throwing shade. Tony, what you
further.
Said?
He stole my shit.
Not only, what you mean you stole his shit?
Yeah,
the beach got the same thing. It's the same thing. It don't cost do nothing to get there but a tank of gas. You see what I'm saying?
Bro, the beach is far, bro.
It is.
It ain't that far.
The beach is far drive.
That's good conversation. I don't even talk in the car, bro.
Guess what I'm saying, bro?
You say you don't even talk in the car?
Nah, bro, I'm talking in the car.
All right, Top Golf. Top
golf. That's stupid. I like I top be golf. I be thinking I'm going to fall off the little golf thing.
That's okay.
Sierra like said, perfect date for me is King bowling to bowl, eat and drinks, and end with a kiss on the chest. With no, on the chest.
On the cheek. She said cheek.
No, it says no, chest.
She says, see what I'm saying?
She came back and said cheek.
Oh, okay.
Little no freak. Little super freak.
I'm a super freak. Super freak.
She's, okay. She's a very pretty.
With no expectations with me, when you don't ask or expect nothing, then more than likely I would want to give it to you. Mm. No, listen, it has to. The vibe got to be there. That's
but I'm saying though,
I'm man, on a
like
vibe.
She said, all like she said, you seen that last word and drinks. You see that?
And drinks.
See oh, drinks. Okay. All right. When you I have your little drink. Pretty drink, you kind of relax, and I have my pretty drink, yeah, we vibing. We having a good time. Now, I ain't saying we got to get fucked up. Let's just get a little tipsy, and then we can go on our drive. As soon as we get our keys, jump on them little scooters,
yeah,
and let's just go ride the whole strip.
Yeah, absolutely. See? Absolutely.
Hey, Flash said that shit got to start the conversation. Make sure she ain't no hood chick. Make sure she knows something.
Oh, right. He got money.
Absolutely. Oh, I like
he
that.
He got money, girl.
My light bill, dude.
He done walked in the bathroom, test her own girl. Girl, he done got me a whole appetizer.
A whole appetizer.
See, that one time.
Girl,
about,
next time,
you
gonna come.
And see, I listen to the jams on the way to the beach dinner. You listen. Listen to the old school jams.
Girl, he done brought me mozzarella sticks, and he got some.
Oh shit!
Was on that
I got
girl,
my own.
We did the 2 for $25.
Check it out. All right, we getting ready to this. Let's go on right to the segment, bro. All right, and the Reddit of the day says, "How can you drop a raw egg on a concrete floor without cracking it?"
Because it's boiled. I don't know. Boil it.
Yeah. It said raw egg. It said raw.
Oh, raw. Okay.
Yes.
A drop of raw egg.
Yeah, how can you drop a raw egg on a concrete floor without cracking it?
Shit, I don't know. You got me there.
Ah, it make sense.
All right,
please.
Here we go. I'm going to just say it. And the answer is the egg won't crack the concrete floor.
Wait, hold on.
You ain't just for the read that fast.
Read the riddle again.
Yes, please read the riddle.
The riddle says, how can you drop a raw egg on the concrete floor without cracking it?
Oh, see, you
y'all
got
thinking
me,
about
see,
the egg.
I'm thinking about the egg. Egg. Come on, okay. All right. Because I was just for say, no, you not for to just read that answer. What was the answer?
Because we
the
smart. Was, we smart over here.
What the answer was again?
You can't crack the
egg. The egg won't crack the concrete floor. That's because that raw egg will never crack. It don't matter if that big raw cooked board. It don't matter.
You mean the concrete.
Yeah, he's right. Still trying to solve it. He went to Evans.
Bro, oh, nah, I went to Evans.
I left that shit long once you said Evans.
3.0, I went to Evans.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you went to Evans.
What? Okay, that's fine.
I'm just saying.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I am so sorry.
I heard y'all Tigers stay lost anyway. It's all right.
Yeah.
Whew. Stay lost and stay losing.
Hey,
but it's
well,
okay.
Listen, today was a hell of a show. even with the interruption, man, y'all forgive us on that. I don't know. I have to go strangle.
Thank you for having me.
What you call it for that?
Hey, you ain't never explained the sea moss.
Yeah, we're going to get to that sea moss, and then I'll get part of the day.
Okay, sea moss. It is very good for you. 96 minerals. Your body has 102. Is that right?
Yeah, 102.
It's good for anti-inflammatory, losing weight, battling cancer.
You want to have babies.
If you want to have a baby, it's definitely good for fertility.
Fuck them kids.
It's way better than taking vitamins because vitamins have fillers, which has no benefits whatsoever. So it's very good for you. You can cook with it. This right here is 20. I will ship Flag to you since you stay in the comments. I will ship Sierra. It's 20. It's very good for you guys. So let's get it.
Okay, so why is it red?
Sorry. I added flavor to it because sea moss really doesn't have any flavor. And the flavor that I added has benefits as well. I added sorrel, which is good for anti-inflammatory. I have different flavors. I tend to add ginger, pineapple.
Island tings.
So, you know, real island things.
Real island things.
And it's not one of those things that you go and put in your mouth and try to taste it and figure out. You just put it in your mouth and you swallow, you know?
Listen, ladies.
Some people are good at swallowing. So
listen, ladies.
So we just want you to, you know, put it in your mouth and swallow. Just put it in your mouth.
What is the key word?
Swallow.
The slogan here. Thank you. Is
put it in your mouth and swallow.
And swallow. And just
don't let it run out your mouth, because then you're going to lose all the minerals.
Wait a minute. Run it. Okay, stop. Never mind.
Keep in mind, I ain't saying shit.
My mind went left.
I'm letting y'all handle all that.
I'm just saying.
Don't let it run, but I don't know.
Yeah, don't let it run out your mouth.
What are we talking about here?
The stuff you said, put in your mouth and swallow.
Don't taste it, just swallow.
Don't taste it. Yo, it's that word.
Hey, keep in mind, it's a woman giving y'all this advice, yes. So you know it's good.
And
it's
not she telling you about all the minerals that is in it.
All the minerals.
God, I shed a tear. Now, this is only with sea moss. Anything else, it may be okay.
You shed a tear, why?
Because
she swallowed it.
Actually, it helped the men, too. It got benefits.
It may just be good to let it drip a little bit, but I don't know.
Hey, sea moss gel.
Yeah, sea moss is very good for you.
Yeah, y'all caught me.
Listen, tax season is coming up. I do taxes. Hit me up, easytaxocala@gmail.com. Even if you want to learn how to do taxes, I'm with it. If you want to ask a question, you know, just to make sure your little whoop-de-whoop ain't jiffing you, whoop-de-whoop, I got you. I'm also a realtor, so we can either buy your house or sell your house and just get the ball rolling if you want to invest in some property. Mm-hmm. I got you. Hit me up, easytaxocala@gmail.com. And once again, thank you guys for having me.
Not a problem. We might have to bring you on here more often because...
We do not.
All right.
Somebody mad.
Not little mad, big mad.
No, because I'm just saying,
Nita knows. Like, she knows she's more than welcome.
She read every comment, like, she went through it, like, pew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Evan's reading over there, man.
I know, but...
No, Flag really had me reading a story.
Did this man say Evan's reading over there? Like, you from Evan's, you don't ever want to read it.
Talk your shit, John.
Check it out. Let's get
ringing out loud is not something I tend to like.
The quote of the day.
Yeah, quote of the day, man. It says,
"We ain't got no jokes."
I've been over here being
as an adult should be. Relationships as an adult should be getting our credit right, getting a house together, traveling, hitting the gym, healing our traumas, becoming family, becoming a family, and creating financial stability. Beautiful. We are too old. Just be having sex and going to eat and trying to be on social media or be social media favorite couple.
Technically, these are things that should be done before you get in a relationship, but, you know.
And I just started back in the gym.
All right, now.
I went yesterday.
Oh, too sexy for my shirt.
Yeah, it'd be a struggle with trying to get
you went to the gym yesterday?
I went to the gym one time last week.
Sure, let's go with that.
I went yesterday morning.
The gym is painful. Right,
listen, anything in closing when it comes down to the new generation giving up too easy, I really like the way I appreciate Trish for calling in and Golden giving their perspectives. Especially like the way that Trish kind of broke it down. Like, you know, niggas is, you know, some people just fed up at this point.
You know what I mean? You can only keep trying. Well, you can try so many times, you know, and ain't no point to just keep trying, and that motherfucker ain't doing nothing. So guess what?
Right. You got to fight together.
Right.
You know, if you're going to fight for something, at least let it be a mutual thing.
It's okay to fight for something if you really want it. But you don't want to be around and be looking dumb. So.
If
Tony, MFD.
Yo,
he trying to find a joke.
I still am.
Oh, yeah, because we finna close this.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just finna say.
We already got to see my
I used
school.
To be a personal trainer, if y'all didn't know. When? Then I put in my 2-week notice.
When?
When? Oh, man.
She still on that bitch talking about when.
Hey.
I missed that, too.
You don't get it? He talking about, you don't get it, Fly?
Two weeks.
Look.
Hey, all right. Hey, listen, we enjoyed all you Flag RMF, man. Definitely in the comments, Sierra,
Golden, like I said, Trish, man, all you guys that tuned
Sierra.
In too.
Birthday,
hey,
Sierra.
Don't forget, man. Listen, we do got those plugs, man. Y'all can stay plugged in. With like we said, we have plenty of entrepreneurs and people that are on that are doing things. Don't, you know, feel free to contact these people, even the ones that call in, like we said, mm-hmm. from Trish Braids to Golden, you know, what
Golden
they have,
hairdo.
You yeah. see what I mean? To those taxes, to, you get what I mean?
The
so
man in the mobile.
Feel free, man. Yeah,
Jock
absolutely.
The DJ.
So actually feel free. And then for me, like I told y'all, Willpower, you need plumbing, definitely hit up willpowerservice.com. You feel me? So. Hey, we out. We love y'all. Hey. Appreciate y'all guys tuning in and bearing with us. Hey, do us a favor. Go to YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Go to YouTube.
To the page because we are putting up the content on the page. We are putting up the, like,
subscribe.
I'm getting all the content
caught up. On your
kid's phone,
but don't let them watch it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Subscribe,
listen.
Like, and follow.
Everybody phone. Just subscribe.
Go
to
your mama
so
phone, your grandma
so we can
phone,
start,
your auntie phone. Everybody
that.
Got YouTube on their phone.
Yeah.
Because they watch your badass kids.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Your kids love watch Coco Melon on YouTube. So,
yeah.
Subscribe.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're gonna have a Coco Melon intro in a minute.
What?
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Tony got a question.
I got a question before we go.
Okay.
All right, run it.
What happens when a strawberry gets run over crossing the street?
It's a jam.
Yeah.
Traffic jam.
Boom.
Boom.
Okay.
My nigga.
Yeah.
Hey.
I
passed the test still. I got a C. Yeah.
On the FCAT minus.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, y'all took the FCAT.
Damn, FCAT. I'm old. Oh, damn.
I took the HSCT. FCAT. Me too.
Yeah.
Last class.
I passed the FCAT first time around. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Man, I passed the HSCT. Man. I passed the math first. The reading. I was getting sleepy.
Yeah,
and I went to Christmas tree.
That was the crazy part. I passed the reading first.
And missed that bit by point.
They kept taking me up through that too for that shit.
I failed it the first time by 2 points. I'm like, oh shit. Now my heart be, I got to graduate now.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I got to walk.
Hey, yeah,
that was for me.
Sure.
All right, man, listen, shout out to the schools out there. Y'all already know, man. Orange County, you get what I mean? Jones High, the Trojans, Edgewater, and all the other schools out there. The Olympias, the Fridge.
Olympia?
Type
of what? Trojan.
Y'all know all the
stand
motherfuckers
up.
Out there, man.
Stand
the
up, Condom Stand up, Condom Heat.
You know what I'm saying? Dr. Phillips, all y'all out there. Y'all already know what time it is. Y'all check in. Y'all get
we
in
the Trojans with no holes.
Exactly. Everybody got kids around.
I just like to say I feel blessed on this one. Yeah.